Okay, well, we suspect so. Something that's larger than a hill that we don't have around here, what would that be called? Quite a bit larger than a hill.
Mountain.
Okay. And if you had in some real mountainous area, a place where the there was just a real sharp falling off, what do you call it?
Cliff.
And up in the mountains, sometimes there are places where lower spots where people may go through, you know, on
a pass. A pass.
And going back down now, the water down here, what do you call the places where boats can come in, areas that jut out into the water, man-made? What do you call those?
Jetties.
Okay. Any other names?
In the bay, it's, mm-hmm. it's called a jetty.
And places now where boats come in and tie up?
A ramp. Boat ramp.
Okay. Can you think of any other names? What you might fish off of? What would you call them?
Pier.
Okay. And what about a large area, say in Corpus Christi, where they do a lot of shipping in and out and they're hauling goods
off? That's a water basin and a port.
Okay. And what would you call the loading area?
Dock.
Okay.
Took a long time to get that out of
me. Well, we were looking for all the names that you had.
Oh.
And what do you call a place up in the mountains where there's a place where water's coming down?
Waterfall.
And can you name the various kinds of roads we have in this area by the type of construction they have, the material they're made out of?
Well,
say out on the ranch, you probably have some pretty
gravel. We have gravel. We have gravel.
Uh-huh.
But generally, now I don't say that generally now because everybody has improvements now that we used to not have. Well, mm-hmm. we used to have just a dirt road.
Mm-hmm.
And then the shell was used, oyster shell, because it was available mm-hmm. from the coast. And then rocks, of course, came the gravel.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have what they call hardtop. And it's made with caliche base or lime mm-hmm. with.
Now you need to explain what caliche is because not everybody knows what that is.
Well, caliche is found in some of the I'll say hills out around Three Rivers in West Texas. They're caliche hills, and it's sort of a limestone that they dig out of the earth and haul out, and it's white.
Mm-hmm.
Are a yellow color
mm-hmm.
and it's used as a base for their road beds.
Mm-hmm.
It's very good. And then they have a tar preparation that they put on top of all this
mm-hmm.
after they've mixed lime and caliche and whatever and rolled it down. Then they top it
mm-hmm.
with this and it makes much better roads, faster construction than they used to make them out of concrete. You'll have to touch them.
All right, you were telling me some terms now that occurred to you from the last time we interviewed that you intended to put on tape. One of those was what you rested the logs on in the fireplace.
The andirons, I call them andirons, but my father used to refer to them as dog irons.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure that that was a term that was within the family, perhaps, or maybe it was just a term that the older generation used.
Mm-hmm.
For them. The other thing that I wanted to sort of correct was the fact that you had asked me what the boards were called that overlapped, and immediately I thought of boards in the sense of just boards that do overlap with a tongue and groove,
mm-hmm.
which would be called shiplap.
Mm-hmm.
But when you finished and said on the outside of a house,
mm-hmm.
That is called siding. They have the appearance of overlapping, but they have a tongue and groove type thing that causes them to have this look. They fit this way.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in the north they're called clapboards, but down here it was all the outside boards for